This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our study of the two prophetical books of Jonah and Nahum, we have seen that God is slow to anger and great in power. The focus of these two books has been the Assyrian Empire's capital city, Nineveh. The people of Judah were bystanders watching their enemies, Nineveh, come into the crosshairs of God's judgment two times over 100 years apart. The first time God didn't pull the trigger to unleash his great power against them because they repented of their evil ways. Though Judah lived in relative peace during those years, Assyria was like a yoke on their neck and shackles hemming them in. Now Nineveh was in the crosshairs again, and this time God would pull the trigger. With an overwhelming flood, the Lord will make an end of Nineveh. No more will the wicked invade you. They will be completely destroyed. Nahum 1:8-15. As a result, the Lord will restore the splendor of Jacob like the splendor of Israel. Nahum 2:2. It would have been great had Judah learned from Israel's folly and failure, but they didn't learn from history, so history repeated itself, as they later fell at the hands of the Babylonians. It is still true, however, that the Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust in him, verse 7. That's probably why Paul picked up on Nahum's words when he wrote to the Romans in Romans 10:15. How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. The good news of the gospel is now to be proclaimed to all peoples of the world. If you'd like to review these messages on Jonah and Nahum, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.